episode 2481, Are You a Runaway?
It's time to train for life and love your journey. In this episode of Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, you'll learn new ways to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew your mind, body, and spirit. Please welcome your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo. Staring at a stop sign,
watching people drive by. Happy day. Are you ready to have your mind blown? Oh, yes, it is. It is all about mindset, leadership, to get you going in the right direction so your ordinary day becomes an extraordinary day because you matter. Are you a runaway, though? Let's find out. For those of you who are brand new to Create You Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already haven't had the opportunity, you want to head on over to createyournow.com where you can learn more and sign up for the KISSES newsletter, the Keep It Simple Strategy, Everyday Solutions to Live, Love, and Impact. Well, this episode is brought to you by the AIM Academy. All right, so the question remains, are you a runaway? Are you hiding from what you really want to change? You have value to add to this world, but remember, one step at a time leads to miles of greatness. However, that greatness does not come by being a runaway. You know what I mean by that, right? You think you want to go after something, then all of a sudden you're like, no. You take two or three steps back and then you think, oh, I want to go for it again. No. Then it's like 10 or 20 steps backwards. And then you find yourself that your discomfort becomes your comfort. You have to be willing to run after what you want. I can push you in that direction. I can pull you in that direction, but it's much better if you just want to go in that direction. You have to be willing to chase it down. You have to be willing to take a chance on what you know is possible, even though it may not be right in front. You know, children can teach us so much. I was enjoying my grandmother duties this weekend. Oh, it was a blast. Yes, I got to go down to see them, and my son-in-law was at drill, and so I was spending time with my daughter and my grandson, and it was just awesome. It was just a time of bonding and play and more play. And let me tell you, those little ride-along airplanes, it has little Mickey Mouse in it, it is a backbreaker, and I'm already reminding myself, I know this is for another episode, but I need a stronger back. But think about this for just a moment, right? We try to go after so many things, but children do it much better than we do. Why can't we take a page out of their book? So my grandson was playing in his little play corner. They've got this adorable like two or three blankets, so it's kind of cushy and all of that. And there's just everything around him. And he's playing in his corner with his books, toys, and lots of electronic noise. And I glanced over and I could tell he was just curious about this, you know, little colorful, it was actually not that little. It's a large cube and it's very, very colorful. It's got orange and green on it and it's got, I guess technically has four sides and then a top. So there's five different areas and it does a lot of things. I haven't even learned all that it does. But anyway, he started to notice it, but he really wasn't sure what he wanted to do with it. So I squatted down on the blanket and prepared to play hit the blocks with him. Yes, because you see there was this part in the cube that it was like a shoot and tumble for the blocks. But he really didn't understand what it was for, right? There was this hole and you could put a block in it, but what happens to the block? And he really wasn't interested, but I was like, no. There's something magical about this hole. And he found the hole. He got it. And he saw that there was this little thing in it, like a little pin, right? As we know, it would keep the block up unless if you force it down. Well, what happens is this. We started with the basics, right? We put the cube in the square hole and we pounded it down through the hole. And after a few minutes, he got the hang of it and he began to smile. And he was like, wow. And he would hear it, you know, the plastic hitting the plastic. There's nothing like plastic hitting plastic. And then he would notice that it would fall out from the side, but he didn't see what happened in between. So after a few minutes passed, he, you know, got the hang of it. And then he was tired of standing because he was standing the whole time. And soon enough, he fell to his knees only to notice that not only did this block disappear when he hit it through, but it bounced off the toggles and they spun around too. It was a fancy Plinko game. Go Price is Right. More minutes passed and he gets more accurate with where to move the block and how to make it fall and what would surely spin. He was fascinated by it. Literally, we spent 12 to 15 minutes on this. and he got the hang of it. Are you trying to get ahead in life like my grandson? Are you wanting something different, but sometimes you're looking at it going, I just don't know. And you feel like it's easier, right? He could just crawl forever. Eventually, he's going to want to walk. Why? Because there's more reward where the walking is. There was more reward when he saw where that block disappeared to and how it hit the little toggles and how it made them all spin around. They were all different colors. And when they spun, it moved some object that was kind of plastered in the middle and he giggled. It brought him joy. Are you searching for that happiness in life? Are you looking for something more than where you are? Well, it's about time to get a leg up. That is your KISS to Keep It Simple strategy. Get a leg up. Sometimes you need to go back to the basics, the foundation of where you learn, explore, and grow. You got it. Get a leg up. So let's break this down. Number one, L for learn. When you learn, you are flexing your consistency muscle. This helps to gain consistency in your everyday. And we need that. And it also, what, helps fire the neurons, connect more pathways, and woo, you are alive. You are a human being on purpose. If you were to learn one thing a week, just think about this, one thing a week, you would increase your knowledge by 52 times a year and in a lifetime over 4,000 times. That's a lot of learning. That's a lot of knowledge. That's definitely going to give you a leg up. So you got to be willing to learn, right? Like my grandson, he had no idea. I mean, if he sat there and calculated and said, okay, grandma, let's just have a talk here. You're going to teach me how to push this little square block through this hole. And then eventually I'm going to think it's awesome because it's going to spin these toggles around and it's going to fly out the side and I'm not going to really know where it started and I got to connect all of this together. He had no idea. But this was the longest time, the most focused time he sat down besides singing Twinkle, Twinkle, Little Star and the Itsy Bitsy Spider that he had. He wanted to know and he wanted to keep moving forward, right? You got to be willing to learn to get that leg up. Number two, E, explore. Let the curiosity take you beyond the boundaries that limit you. And guess what? It's those boundaries. You set them. Nobody else did. You did. You have control of your life. You get to say who comes and goes. You get to give people the power over what you do. You can take it away or you can give it to them. So really what that means is giving yourself permission to do what you are dreaming. Wouldn't it be great to do what you dream? And setting goals that seem impossible? But you got to remember nothing is impossible. You just have to be curious enough to get a leg up. Now, for my little grandson, it was more like, I got to sit down, Grandma, because this is taking a lot of time. And think about it, 12 to 15 minutes. I mean, I really should have timed it. But then it wouldn't have been, then it would be like, you know, an experiment. And I was in the moment. I was present as Grandma. And I was having a blast with him. And neither of us knew how much time. I only knew because his dad was coming home soon. Mom was getting ready in the bathroom and puppy was sleeping. So I was just trying to entertain to keep him all excited and ready. So when daddy got home, he would be absolutely thrilled and happy. That was my goal out of all of this. Yet he learned something incredible and he focused on it. It was his curiosity, right? Learn, explore. And number three, G, grow. Here's where you become a champion in your own life. You grow deeper in your knowledge and make space to explore the possibilities, leaning into growing those deeper roots. There's no need to be a runaway. None. Now, I was pretty lucky. My grandson, well, you know, his fastest move right now is to put his head down and crawl, 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 crawl as fast as he can. And oh, he is fast, let me tell you. And my knees don't move that fast. I think it's because the fat has relocated. You know, when you're littler, you get more fat on the front of your knees. Now I have none. And it's like, oh, there's a bone there that shouldn't be there, right? You know, you hit it. You know what I'm talking about, right? Oh, with age, you gotta love it. But he was willing to get a leg up, to learn, to explore. Therefore, he grew. He could have said, you know what? I don't want to do this, Grandma. I'm just going to be fussy and I'm going to move to something else. But there was something about it that said, I want more, Grandma. Do you want more in your life? You got to stop running away. Don't be the runaway. So I got a challenge for you. Where do you want to find yourself tomorrow? Now, I know you're thinking, now, Christiane, you told me to be present. I can't be present in tomorrow because tomorrow is not today. That is correct. That's why this is a challenge. I want you to think about this for just a moment. Where do you want to find yourself tomorrow? Because this is what helps you lead today. You want to get somewhere tomorrow? That helps you what? Define what needs to happen today, which allows you to do what? To be present. Do you see how it all is connected? Just like that little block, that fancy Plinko game. Now that toddlers play with on this big, large cube. Well, you know what? Price is Right may be a little jealous, but that's for another episode. So think about it. Where do you want to find yourself tomorrow? Are you looking at some business adventure? If you're thinking, I'm going to get into real estate. I want to start putting our extra money into something else. Maybe you want to look at investing a unique way, a different way, not just stocks and bonds and silver and gold. You want to look at something different. Maybe it is writing that book. Maybe it's time that you come home from the corporate rigmarole and be home and do that. And that is a full-time job. The best one ever to be a stay-at-home mom or a stay-at-home dad. What is it for you? What do you want your tomorrow to look like? Where do you want to find yourself tomorrow? Because then when you look at that, and remember, I'm not saying 20 months from now. I'm not even saying 2 months from now. I'm just saying tomorrow. Then that helps you lead your today. Go out, create your now. Be present. Be incredible. Be you. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Have a beautiful day. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.